This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, June 19th. Well, I just want to update everybody on the market's gyrations today because it started on a very optimistic note and then kind of fizzled. But I don't want you to worry about it because it's option expiration day. So we just have wild swings on option expiration day. It happens once a month. It's the third Friday of the month. The most important thing that you folks should know is that the third and final Russell announcement is today, and they've had two other announcements, and then the annual Russell realignment will be after the market close on June 29th. And a lot of our strength this week has been coming from that Russell realignment. This is a once a year thing, and there's a lot of money in indices, and so if you're going to get added to an index, your stock pops. So that's very good news. So I expect our stocks to continue to meander higher through June 30th. June 30th will be the actual day they'll be in the index. And then I would expect we'd rally going into the July 4th weekend because, you know, we Americans tend to be happy during major holidays. And then after July 4th weekend, we might have some consolidation for a week or so. Then the earnings announcement season kicks off. The good earnings come out early. So I would think the last couple weeks, three weeks or so, the earnings season going into early August will be okay, and then the bad earnings come out, okay? So if I had to time this market, okay, I would probably buy just before the earnings come out around July 15th or so. The main thing you should know is we'll have a good 3 weeks, and then it gets bumpy again. But as I run all my screens, we're finding fewer stocks, and we want to make sure we only buy the creme la creme. And I feel good that the money will continue to pour in the quality stocks. There's a lot of theories what's driving the market. There's a tremendous amount of cash on the sidelines. So a lot of people think that's driving the market. Obviously, interest rates are very low, so more people will try stocks. That's helping. Presidential election years are good for the market. In theory, they're all supposed to run around and suck up to us. Of course, we're waiting for the suck-up to start, but in theory, it should start because you can't become president of the United States unless you're a happy, positive person. So we'll see what happens there. And there are some bubbles to be pricked. You know, there's just like the normal media is getting a little weird, the financial media is really weird, okay? I read an article in the Wall Street Journal about how the companies make lithium batteries are all rallying because, you know, they anticipate the demand will go up. And then I read a Bloomberg article how the demand for lithium batteries is low because EV sales are down globally. I expect they'll pick up again, but we'll see. So, you know, you get mixed messages out there, okay? And the other thing that happened this week is one of our stocks got attacked by a short seller, a short seller. This is one of the companies that make the solar inverters. For those of you that live in California, you know, when you put your Powerwall or lithium battery pack on your house to run your house, when they turn off your power, during fire season, these inverters switch back and forth so you don't have an interruption. Anyway, I have two solar stocks that make these power inverters. One's based in Israel, one's based in Mountain View. But a short seller went after the stock, and then the next day all the analysts came out and defended the stock, so it came right back. So there's just some weird things going on with the market, and I just want you to know that quality is still the place to be. So I'm looking forward to the earnings announcement season. I expect to, again, meander higher between now and end of the month. I don't want you to get distracted by all the wild news out there. We don't have, you know, bubble stocks. We only have stocks that have good sales and earnings. The second quarter announcement season will be tough, but the third quarter is going to be phenomenal. So, because there is a good economic recovery underway that we can lock in on. So I don't want you to, again, worry about gyrations. It's just option expiration day, but I'm just looking at a lot of my stocks now, and I have a lot of strength. So that has me very, very happy right now. So hang in there, folks. You know, it's the bottom line is the stock market's the place to be if you can find things that are going to have earnings. That's what we have. The stock market yields based on the Dow over 4 times the 10-year Treasury, based on the S&P over 3 times. So you'll still get that yield-hungry money meandering in the market. There's a lot of cash on the sidelines. presidential election years are good for markets. So the only thing we got to worry about is the normal seasonal weakness, which is from about the first week of August through mid-September. There's going to be 5 weeks there. I'm not going to be a happy camper. Other than that, I think we're going to be okay. And I'm just very happy to see persistent institutional buying pressure in my stocks. One last thing, narrow markets are good for us because the money flowing in the market will chase fewer stocks. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I just want to update you on everything. Everybody have a great Father's Day. And I think we'll finish off June on a strong note. We'll rally going the July 4th weekend and then pause for a week and then take off again. So that's what I foresee in the future. And I just want to update you folks. Take care, everybody. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions.